أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الله
الله الله الله الله عزيز الله
servant to king means nothing to everything. Allah is under his hands is everything, and under our hands there is nothing. Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything, and we are nothing. Whatever we live, we live 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, 10 years, 5 years, is nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time. As if small numbers, as if zero. Zero, as much as you put zeros together, they are nothing. They are empty. As soon as you put the one with them, they are everything. At that time you can have a number. And that computer engineers, they are working with what?
Zero and one.
See, if they understand this, even the computer's engineer, if they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge, they become all Muslim. Because Allah made them to be under zero and one. All their knowledge, computer knowledge, is zero and one. Without the one, the zero will never work. And Allah made them, but they do not give attention to it. Allah made them to use the zero and the one, to tell them, you are zero and I am one. And without me, nothing works. With me, look, Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah nuru samawati wal ard. The light of heavens and earth. Means with that light, everything works. And computer is light. It's energy. That computer system, the way it works, till today they put it together, but they don't know how. It happens. And it is based on energy. These small chips, what is inside them? They have all these memories. Is what? You are engineer, computer engineers. What is inside these chips?
Storage.
What? You need to have a storage for all these files. You need big centers to store them. They are storing them in this
microchips.
Why? You have to understand. Allah said, Allahu nuru sama. Where is that one? Ask the question. Allahu nuru sama wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means Allah is the jami'u al-asma'i wa sifat. Ismu al-dhat jami'u al-asma'i wa sifat. The name of the essence, Allah, is the name of the essence. Al-Ismu al-Jami', the name that encompass all attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is 300 names in the Torah, 300 names in Zabur, 300 names in Injil, and 99 names in Quran, and one name that encompasses all these names. Allah taught, as it is known, that Allah has 3,000 names. 2,000 angels know them. 1,000 is being given, 300 to Zabur, to Torah, 300 to Injil, 300 to Zabur, and 199 names to Quran. And the one name is encompassing all these names, and that's what Allah said. That some scholars, they say this is the meaning when Allah said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Allah taught Adam all these attributes, all these names of His. Means He gave a human being the heavenly knowledge. That is the heavenly knowledge. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah, that name encompassing the attributes, Jami' al Asma'i wa Sifat, names and attributes, is the name of Allah. Allah. Allahu Nur, Allah is the light. As it, you can understand it from its literal meaning, the light of heavens and earth. So means, why he said light? We must understand, we must take wisdom. He said light because everything is light. You must not understand as they translated in the Quran, Holy Quran, as what is the ordinary translation?
Light.
Allah is the light. What's light mean? Light means dawl. It's shining. Is not? This is the translation. Light means that gives light to see. But it is not. Allahu Nur Samawati wal Ard means Allah is the secret behind every creation, because every creation is made up of light, energy. Every simple atom, smallest atom, is made up of light, energy. So if you render everything back to its origin, it goes to light. Means every origin of any living cell, any solid cell, any cell in the nature, small atom, its origin is light. Means its origin is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means He is present always. His knowledge is encompassing everything. His light is encompassing everything. His power is encompassing everything. His beauty, His majesty, all His attributes are encompassing everything. And this how creation appears. One scholar said, he is a spiritual scholar, he said, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةُ وَتِسْعُونَ إِسْمًا. For Allah there is 99 names. Anyone memorize them, enter paradise, or you ask Allah through them, Allah accepts. And this is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to us for common people, for public, for everyone. But If Allah taught Adam, وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها, Allah taught Adam all the names, Allah that would not taught, teach سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم also what is behind the names. If Adam knows the names, what about سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم? So one scholar said, one spiritual scholar, عالم, good عالم, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you can understand from that verse, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ, that Allah is the light of earth and heavens and earth. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ, the example of his light is كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. You know, the garlic, when they are in there, when they dry them, they tie them like that. You see bundles of garlic. Say the tafsir of the ayah is kamishka. Mishka in Arabic is like that bundle. Bundle of light. Kamishka, bundle of like this garlic or onion like together. But in it, it is light. Fiha misbah. It is a lamp. In this bundle is lamp. Fiha kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbahu fi zujaja. That lamp is fi zujaja, in a glass. What Allah wants from us to know, what is the meaning? You go to the translation, you read what is in the translation. They translate like that. But this is what Allah wants to say. What is that glass? Of what is it made? Glass is what? كَمِشْكَاتِ فِيهَا مِصْبَاح. الْمِصْبَاحُ, the glass is in a glass. في زجاجة. الزجاجة كأنها ها كوكب دري, is a star glowing. يوقد من شجرة, the fuel of it is from a tree. زيتونة, it's an olive tree. يوقد من شجرة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية. It's not from east, it's not from west. يجات زيتها يضيء. It's oil is glowing. ولو لم يمسسه نار. Even though it is not being given a sparkle of fire. So what is that? SubhanAllah, look, science, look, Quran gives you in every time a meaning. كأنها مشكا مشكا, it's like a bundle of, or altogether of glass inside a glass. What is the, of what it is that sheet is made of the computer? So, not silica? What is silica?
Glass.
It's not glass? As if he is going to tell us that lamp, is in glass, means that energy, that light is in silicon sheet. It's glowing without fire. It's not east or not west. It's not America or not Japan. Means it's not your invention, it's my creation. It's predicting to us computers in that verse, small verse of Quran. One ayah. Allah nuru samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح. المصباح في زجاجة. The lamp is in a glass. Why to say the lamp in a glass? Allah doesn't say things that has no meaning or literal meaning. If he say something and doesn't have a meaning, means it's a waste. And Allah never has something to have be wasted. كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيَا مِصْبَحٍ is like a lamp in a glass. Lamp, when we say lamp, immediately it comes to your mind light, energy. And when he say lamp, without telling you energy, you understand it's energy, this eloquence of Quran. He said in a glass, that is the Azamatul Quran, the greatness of Quran. He said glass to understand you in the 14th century that computer is made of silicon sheet of glass put together in a way that make this lamp which has no light, no fire to light it. It's light by itself, it's from energy. It's coming, glowing, and giving you things that make the mind of scientists go crazy, this computer. So one spiritual alim said that they say it is known that Allah has 99 names. This is for public, for everyone to know. But Allah has infinite numbers of names. Not 99 names. Not one name. Is infinite number of names. Because everything is dependent on Him. You cannot be independent. Right now in America they say, this new culture here, they say everyone must be independent. Even your child 16 years, independent, go by yourself. You cannot be independent. It's not your choice. Everyone has to be dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that everyone is dependent on the one. Without that one, you do not exist. So, since you are dependent, with his existence, you appear. He has infinite number of names that every individual, every living cell is appearing under one name of his name that you do not know. And that is the meaning, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَ. He taught Adam the names, all the names. Means all his names. And all his names means every living cell is under one name. That's why infinite number of names. Because if you go back to Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Allah is the light of heaven and earth, and since the light, the energy, is the driving force, is the force behind every living cell, means Allahu Nuru Samawati, Allah is the light, means in every atom there is a light, means there is a name that making that cell life, alive. Without that living power, that cell, that atom doesn't appear. So if you render back everything to its origin, you find everything like a drop of water. Take it out of an ocean, it's a drop of water. Put it back in the ocean, it's ocean. It goes to its origin back. But you don't know it. It doesn't appear anymore. It is swimming in the ocean of Qudra, Bahrul Qudra in Arabic. Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. Allah has the power in His hand. We, all of us, coming from the ocean of Qudra. All creation is from, Allah created them from Bahrul Qudra, from the ocean of Qudra. Power, energy. So all of us, we go back to that ocean of energy. When we enter, we will be all the same. There is no difference. That body is for this world. Like water, if you freeze the water, it takes the shape of the container. Is not? But it is water. What changed in it? What made it to become ice? The density. It's changing in the density. But it was originally water. It has the density of water. But by freezing, the molecules change in their places. So the density changed. When the density changed, it appears. Our density changed, and that's why we appear as our egos appear, that personality that changed our yuladul insanu ala al-fitra, human being is born on innocence, means on Islam. So when we change that in ourselves, when we are young, our parents change it, and we change it in ourselves, means we become people that have a personality. And that personality is what we call the ego. It differs you from one to another. So if you melt that back, that eye back, that shape, what will happen? It goes back to water. You cannot say that eye is not water. It's water. If you put it in another container, small cubic ice in a container, you see floating. But after a while, it disappears. So when it disappears, you cannot distinguish it from the water. It's water. So we, in this life, we are trying to say that we are here, you are there, we are here, you are there, we are here. You are Allah, okay, but you are here. You and us. And that's why Allah said, say la ilaha illallah. It's a sword. Why Prophet said, afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah. The best zikr is la ilaha illallah, because it is a sword against your ego. There is no God except Allah. There is no creator except Allah. There is no Allah except Allah. You have to know. Not you. You are nothing. When he cut that in us, means when he take that soul back and send it to the ocean of Qudra, we are all dead brothers and sisters. So spiritual knowledge teach us in this life, Islamic, real Islamic knowledge, not the plastic Muslim nowadays, plastic scholars teaching, narrow-minded people teaching Islam. If they open their minds in the Islam that Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, we find that in this life people become brothers and sisters. Like in the time of Prophet, all Sahaba were all of them living an ideal life, although they were during the day were active in spreading and educating on Islam, in their night they are worshippers. They are feeling that peace in their heart. أَطْمُؤْنِينَ عَلَى بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. By Allah's remembrance, zikr, peace comes to the heart. They are living in that peace. So if we go back to our Islamic teaching, we find that we will be living in a peaceful state, not fighting each other, because then we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. His light is encompassing, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, is encompassing earth and heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his attributes, his name is supporting. We are dependent on them. We cannot be independent. Allah is independent, but we are dependent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us and give us guidance to learn more and more, especially to get meaning from behind verses and to understand what Allah wants us to understand and what Prophet wants us to understand. Like the other ayah, Ya ma'ashara al-jinn wal-ins, إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانٍ. O ins and jinn, if you can penetrate from the atmosphere of the earth, أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, of the earth and heavens, he said, and skies, penetrate, but you need a vehicle. Means if you want to go beyond the gravity of the earth, you can, but you need a vehicle. Before 100 years ago, there was no explanation in the scientific way of today. They were saying that the Sultan means the Sultan of Sharia. But now they say, yeah, it's Sultan of Sharia, but at the same time, rockets, you can go. Allah gave you the science. That is the prediction, that is the knowledge of Quran. After 1400 years, the verse of Quran is explained. But they didn't pay attention to one also word there, that if you want to penetrate from the gravity of earth, أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض. Look, he said, from the if you want to penetrate, you say, or to go out,
free yourself.
Free yourself. من أقطار السماوات والأرض, from the atmosphere or the surrounding of heavens. Plural, and earth, mentioned one earth, it is in singular, so earth is in singular, heaven in plural. So what that means? That all human beings, you are living on earth and there is one earth for you, but heaven, lot of heaven, that is an indication that might be planets, other planets, might be heavens, that Allah mentioning heavens, paradises. So how you can penetrate through paradises, go there? What you need? You need vehicle, but a human being vehicle will not work for heaven, will work for earth. Means you, as long as you go with science, you can go only through things that goes with mind. But when it goes beyond mind, in faith, belief, heaven is belief. Heaven means paradise. Means this is concept of ghaib, ilmul ghaib, of the faith, our Islamic faith. Then at that time you need spiritual power. Because Allah gave it, granted. You cannot say that, no, there is no sainthood, you cannot show miracles. Allah gave you, penetrate, go. Go from the atmosphere, from the gravity of teach the ilm that he knows with sincerity and piety and becomes alimun alim, an alim that he teaches what he knows and he is doing what he learned. At that time, Allah will open for him a power like he gave to Asif ibn Barfiya, the minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman, who brought the throne of Sheba in 1 second blink of an eye in the presence of Sayyidina Sulaiman. So one alim at that time brought it. What you think about alim in Quran, that was an alim in Zabur. This alim in Quran, Allah gave that power. Ya ma'ashara, he is saying, Ya ma'ashara means all human beings, all of you, jinn and ins, even jinn they cannot. Because jinn cannot go to heavens if they are not mu'min. Means Allah is indicating to us also the heavens. Because jinn can go from earth, penetrate, can go, jinn. But Allah is telling them, you want to go to heaven, then you need a vehicle. What is that vehicle? Accepting Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger and Islam as your religion and Allah as your creator. And do according to what you know at that time, you can have the vehicle. Vehicle to go from the gravity of earth can be done by a rocket. Rocket. To go from the gravity of earth and also to go beyond heaven and inside them, you need Islam. Without Islam you cannot. But not Islam. they are explaining nowadays to us, Islam is the sincerity of Islam, is the spirituality, is the love to Allah and to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not everyone, that those who devoted their lives, their blood, their families for the love of Allah, for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they left everything, they left their countries, they went in the cause of Allah, calling people to Islam. Those are the ones that Allah will give them power to use that force. Not those who are sitting on their chairs, happy with their positions in centers or in universities or in businesses, learning 10 or 15 hadith or 100 of verses of Quran, and they are shaking, the drum. It's empty inside, but it gives sound. Inside there is nothing. Ignorance from inside, knowledgeable from outside. It's like a balloon. If you finish it, finish. Nothing. They must be alimun amil, an alim that he is doing according to what he is learning, knowing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct us and guide us to the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his sunnah and to Islam and to Sirat al-Mustaqim and to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi hurmatul habib, bi hurmatul fatiha.